So now on to part two, the seven steps. Now I'm going to present seven concrete steps so that you can develop your own positive mental and emotional writing program. In this training, we will move as if on a journey. It will begin from within yourself, and I'll explain more about that in a minute. Then the journey will continue on to being focused on what you want, and then we'll move into setting yourself up for success before and during your ride. And then it will continue for 30 days and hopefully beyond by you loving what you do with all its twists and turns and knowing how to get yourself on track within, whether things seem like they are all together externally on the outside of you or not. I truly believe that the purpose is for you to expand your skills and ultimately experience happiness, and those of us who ride, that happens to be with our beloved horse. So step number one of the seven steps is to connect within yourself. This world is purposely created with great diversity. Your individual loves reflect your true nature and your true gifts. To live in any other manner is not being true to yourself and will never bring you joy. This means to truly begin to ride and to live by what you love, your values and your goals. This is your true nature, and these are your true gifts. The problem is that we so often live by other people's standards and by what we are supposed to do or what others might think. Truly, it has taken me years to be passionate about checking in with myself about what I want to do in my writing and in this work I do here and in everything. As you begin to relax into your own true nature and your gifts and feel at ease and excited about you, what you love and want to do, and you go for that, you will experience a lot of confidence and patience when things don't work out because you are pleasing yourself. Now, I'm not talking about being selfish. What I am talking about is just about being true to yourself. So here is an exercise for you to ask yourself the questions, what do I love? Why do I ride? Who is the rider I want to become? And what are some of my goals, my mental, emotional goals, my riding goals, my end of the year goals? What are my goals? So some examples of how this whole checking in on the inside might work for you is, say you're at a horse show and someone says, you know, you should do something different, or you should do something with your horse, and you don't agree with them, or you think you should use a different bit, but you're not really sure. Maybe you would consider what people have to say and consider the source. But you would have confidence that you're going to check in with yourself and make your own decision. There's no right or wrong with people. We are each individuals. Just check in with yourself. If it rings true, move in that direction. If it doesn't, then don't. And so one of the greatest ways to really cultivate this ease and confidence is done through daily rituals. And the first one is a morning ritual. This is a suggestion of an exercise to do. You can consider writing the answers to the following questions and reading them each morning, like, what do I love? Why do I ride? You know, who is the rider I want to become? Your goals, the same things I just stated previously. And I'll give you an example of my morning ritual. And this is a really personal thing I'm sharing. First of all, I'm just kind of throwing this in there because I think it's really nice. My sweet husband brings me coffee, which is really a treat. And then I have a really special chair that my mother gave me, and I read a personal, inspirational daily message. It's not a horse message per se, but it's an inspirational message. I take about 10 breaths to relax. I consciously say to myself, and I have these things written on paper, to let go of thoughts of restrictions and things that hold me back and things that I might think of reasons why I can't do things that I love. And then I give thanks for everything that's good and everything that's difficult. And then I go over my goals. And I just do like an easy visualization of them, especially the excitement of the success. And then I think about my day. Now, if I'm in a really big hurry, by big hurry, I just mean like these days I'm getting up about 4:30 in the morning. It's not that I'm in a hurry, but, you know, it's not like I'm lounging around the house for a while. I might do an abbreviated version. I would read the inspiration. I would take breath, and I would just do a quick review of my goals. And if I have more time, I might spend a half an hour, 45 minutes, just really enjoying that ritual. Now, this is just given to you as an example of a way to connect with yourself. And then in the evening, before you sleep, you could consider asking yourself the questions. Did I live and ride according to my own set of values and goals? Am I further down the road in my riding? And to me, this is the most important thing I will say this evening. Just be true to yourself.